From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
America announces new measures to Cubans while trying to bypass the Cuban government. A curfew is imposed in a part of Kingston as New Year's gang warfare continues and the first trade in the new euro currency begins in the Caribbean. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Our policy is designed to promote closer ties between our people and those of Cuba without providing aid and comfort to a repressive and backward-looking regime. Our policy recognizes the importance of helping Cuban families to overcome the divisions imposed by emigration and exile.
American Secretary of State Madeleine Albright announcing new measures for links with Cuba. The measures were confirmed by President Clinton earlier today. They include establishing a direct postal service, an increase in the number of direct flights to Cuba, and allowing American residents to send payments to all Cubans except government officials. The new measures also allow the sale of food to groups not connected with the Cuban government. Mrs. Albright made it clear that the changes were aimed at helping the Cuban people and not the Cuban government.
Next year, the world will begin a new century. In Cuba, where the population is especially young, the personalities and policies, the leadership remain mired in the past, but the focus of the people is rightly on the future. We and the people of Cuba must act with tomorrow in mind. Fully aware of present obstacles, we share a faith in the power of liberty to inspire peaceful but far-reaching change. Although we cannot foretell how soon, we know the day is drawing closer when the community of freedom will once more encompass the Pearl of the Antilles and the hemisphere of the American democracies will be complete.
Madeleine Albright speaking in Washington today, and Richard Lister reports from the American Capitol on what the changes will mean.
This is the second time in 10 months that the Clinton administration has approved measures to ease the impact of the American trade embargo on the Cuban people. The most important economic proposal is to allow any American resident to send money to Cuban families or independent organizations, a right previously limited to exiled Cuban Americans. In addition, the administration is authorizing the sale of food and agricultural goods to farmers and other independent groups in Cuba, although the 37-year-old trade embargo against the Castro government will remain in place. There'll also be more charter flights from the United States and a direct postal service to the island, provided, of course, that the authorities in Havana agree. As part of the American effort to reach out to the people of Cuba, the State Department has also given permission for the Baltimore Orioles baseball team to play an exhibition match against Cuban players, with the possibility of a return game in the United States. That has still to be approved by the Castro regime. President Clinton described the steps as a demonstration of American compassion for the Cuban people, but officials say they're also designed to ease a transition to democracy in Cuba when the Castro regime eventually comes to an end.
Richard Lister in Washington. Officials in Havana had been seeking the green light for a bipartisan review of U.S. policy towards Cuba. Tom Gibb reports on Cuba's lukewarm official response.
Apart from a brief report on state television, which said the measures will hardly alleviate the embargo and will be in many cases difficult to implement, there's been no official reaction from the Cuban government. The most important part of the announcement in the government's eyes is likely to be that which rejects a bipartisan commission in the United States to review U.S. policy towards the island. In the last year, Fidel Castro has been doing all he can to stimulate debate in Washington about the 36-year-old embargo. That was one of the main reasons for going ahead with the historic visit by Pope John Paul II to the island a year ago. The Pope criticized lack of freedoms in Cuba, but he also condemned the embargo. The present U.S. announcement suggests there's unlikely to be any major policy initiative towards Cuba this side of next year's presidential elections. Supporters of easing the embargo in the U.S. Congress may still try to keep the debate going, but their chances of success are much reduced without some support from the administration. The measures announced instead are unlikely to much please the Cuban government. Cuban Americans will be able to send a little more money to Cuba, but this is already happening on a massive scale, and very little goes through official channels. Likewise, there are already large numbers of direct flights. It's not clear how proposals to sell fertilizer and other agricultural goods to individual Cuban peasant farmers will work in practice.
Tom Gibb in Havana. So are the new U.S. measures likely to improve or worsen relations with Havana? That's a question I put to Professor of International Relations and Economics, Antonio Jorge, who's based at the Latin America Caribbean Center of Florida International University.
As a matter of fact, the Castro government may very well oppose some of those measures that the Clinton administration proposes to adopt because they are directed at strengthening the opposition within Cuba, and Castro may not look kindly upon such a policy on the part of the U.S. In other words, these are measures designed at promoting greater contact between U.S. citizens and the Cuban people generally.
But the U.S. has tried in the past to win over the Cuban people while alienating the Cuban government.